Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, my dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting. Welcome to the Planet Earth satellite for the Sirius Cluster. We also double as a consulate for our tourists as well. The saucer pod is in the shop this evening. Nothing wrong, really. It's just time for our 500,000-mile checkup. It's regular maintenance, and we like to stay on top of that. We're all about being proactive here. We don't like the idea of finding ourselves by the metaphorical side of the road when we could have avoided that. The side of the road with the saucer is not the same as the side of the road with an automobile. The side of the road with the saucer could well be somewhere that no other traffic ever comes, and we have to activate the low jack and just wait for the interstellar version of AAA to come around. Thankfully, the saucer pod is outfitted with all kinds of entertainment options, as well as quite the Dr. Caligari's cabinet of foodstuffs, drinks, and other comestibles. So, how's it going out there? I know that when it comes to response from the relevant demographics in this case, that one never hears much more than 2% of those reading, or in this case, listening. In fact, I think when it comes to the radio broadcast, we hear from even less than that, so I never know what's going on with most of you, but I hope for and expect the best. This is looking to be an unpredictable winter on various levels. It might just slip by like all the others, or it might include all kinds of firework and unpleasantness. Sooner or later, sooner is going to be sooner. What seems like so many years ago, I used to engage in predictions in which I was usually completely wrong. This motivated me to cease predicting because I don't have any idea of what is going to happen. I can see various possibilities forming and reforming in the atmosphere above my head, but when it comes to what will actually be precipitating down into the manifest, your guess is as good as mine. As you may have seen today, it seems that the World Health Organization, in league with Doctors with No Ethical Boundaries, are inoculating millions of women in Kenya with anti-fertility venom that causes them to miscarry. They swear they aren't doing this, but I can see their lips moving, which means they're lying. The arguments put forth by the Catholic Church and the local physicians are quite damning, and they back up their claims with all sorts of evidence. What this means is that the Ebola plague is just what we thought it was, a weapons-grade laboratory creation whose purpose is to get rid of the local populations in Africa so the corporations can move in with their heavy equipment and strip mine the areas. The intentions of the Bill and Melinda genocide philanthropies of poisonous vaccines around the globe also become apparent as far as motive goes. It looks like the bad guys pretending to be good guys are really, really bad guys and completely devoid of conscience. I looked into the nature of evil a bit more than most. I think I've done a lot of research into psychopathic and sociopathic personalities. Even so, I am still routinely surprised at just how evil some of these people are. For those of us with a conscience, with a moral sense, and the sort of qualities that identify us as human beings, it can be difficult to understand how these monsters who only appear to be human because they inhabit what looks like a human form can do the things they do. This is one of the reasons that Nietzsche made that comment about not looking over long into the abyss, because the abyss at the same time would be looking into you. Abyss is the right term when speaking of those who are completely immersed in evil. They are not what they appear. They are not who they seem to be. They are nothing but a form that rests over a deep emptiness and darkness. All of what might once have been human has been sucked out of them, and they are now only a door into the infernal realm of demons. This is a world of appearances. I know I say this a lot, but it is an extremely important fact to be aware of. This is a world of seeming, where things appear to be one thing, but are, in fact, something else altogether. If this is a world of appearances, that means that appearances are a dancing illusion that are placed over something that is behind them. What might that be? People have a lot of theories about that. The adherents of the world's oldest religion says that the same thing is behind all appearances, no matter what they are. In essence, the Spirit of God permeates everything, animate and inanimate. It is where anything and everything is, and it is where nothing is. It is aware in all places and times, and where there is no place and no time. It is the consciousness in everything that is conscious, and nothing would be conscious without it, and that is the living and enduring proof that evil cannot prevail, and must surely lose and destroy itself in the bargain. It is the light that makes light luminous. It is the supporting staff upon which every sage depends, and the blossoming joy in the heart of every mystic. It is the absolute doom and judgment of every evil mind. It is the sure and certain resolution of every negative intention. It is death and eternal life in every circumstance where either exists. It is endless change on an upward spiral, and the gathering together of every separate thing into the totality of the whole. It is inexplicable, indefinable, incomprehensible, and all-powerful, and nothing, absolutely nothing, can stand against it. A fool is one who refuses to accept things as they are, and who refuses to see things as they are, and the reason for that is that the fool wishes for things to be other than what they are. It's never going to happen. The true measure of anyone is the degree to which they change what it is into what is not, and this is always performed to the benefit of personal gain. What possible benefit of personal gain is there to be had that does not recognize the interpenetration of the divine spirit throughout all that is and is not? It holds up the real and the unreal at the same time. I can sit and talk endlessly about the Almighty, the Divine, the Ineffable, God, whatever you want to call it. The Ineffable fascinates me. I may not know anything about it. I may be all over the map as far as any kind of precision goes, but I still delight in the conversation. The more time passes, the more I have less time for anything else. Earlier on, some amount of my thoughts were always dedicated to romance. Poets find such a focus to be inescapable. These days, a certain amount of any thoughts are still dedicated to romance, but it is a romance with the divine. My single driving interest in that regard now is the accomplishment of the alchemical marriage. When I was younger, a great deal of my perception was directed outside myself. It was natural to see myself completed in another, but I was never completed in another. Something was always lacking. As I have now been here longer than then, much of my perception is directed inside myself, and I recognize that that which I was seeking union with was myself. And this is the case with everyone, regardless of what they tell themselves. This is one reason I never feel alone. I know there are people who are terrified of being alone. There are some who cannot bear it. For me, it is a wonderful place to be. And I do not miss the company of other people. I have spent the majority of my life, of my time in the last 15 years in this room, alone. Ooh, that is the lone wolf calling. When I was younger, before psychedelics, I saw life through the lens of a tragic poet. Once psychedelics became a reality in my life, I saw everything through that lens, and it was all about the goddess. I would see her various places in nature. Whenever I was tripping, I saw Kali at the base of the meadow and sometimes at the periphery of the woods. I was aware of her being all around me, in various forms besides Kali. When I closed my eyes, she was within me. Over the years, I have written a lot of romantic poetry and romantic songs. They were all about her. I speak of her as the pristine gateway to wisdom. and the higher qualities of being, not as the one who snares the heart and mind through the manifest world. Yet, even in that respect, all I have to do is lie still like Shiva. I have mentioned before how contact with the divine is very much like sex. I've actually experienced this on any number of occasions, when on psychedelics and completely straight. When I was in prison, I would spend long periods in meditation, and periods would come when I felt drenched in this sublime liquid that would stream down around my face. I have absolutely no doubt that God is real, and I consider that to be one of my prime possessions. The fact that God is real negates all negative outcome, if I can say that. God being real, and the truth that God loves and cares for me and is giving me every good thing is affirmed. Well, it is, so long as I love the divine and think the divine's thoughts. Hey, even if I don't, the divine still loves me. What other thing could I possibly need? I am truly as rich as is anyone who realizes that they are God's bank and that God is their bank. Paramahansa Yogananda once said, in so many words, if you are having difficulty on your inward path, or in being harmonious in your life, if you feel like life has laid too heavy a burden on you, then go to God and ask Him or for a loan from His bank. The bank of God is filled to overflowing with spiritual qualities and so many blessings, incalculable and beyond the reach of the human imagination. God can confer any of this on you, and you repay the loan by using that quality in His service. That last statement is from me. Often in my prayers, I will ask the divine for a loan from His bank and tell Him that my sole intention is to use these qualities in His service. I say, look, God, it's a no-brainer. You give me these things, and you up my capacity to do your work. It's win-win. Of course, God has His own agenda, and sometimes He sticks you with it or decides not to remove certain shortcomings for the purpose of demonstration. This happens, and all your entreaties and pleas are to no avail. You quite simply have to trust and endure. God likes to keep us humans up to a certain point. Keep us human. Sometimes He wants to make you aware of your limitations. Trying to figure out why is pointless. You could say the same thing about the world. Why does he or she let it go on like it does? Well, the universe is mathematical, regardless of whether you understand it or not. And things have happened in the past, and the scales must be adjusted. In the book, The Way to the Kingdom, Joseph Brenner says that long ago some terrible things took place on this planet, worse than anything we have any record of, and that what is playing out now is relevant to that. It's hard for me to imagine. I cannot change the world. I cannot compel another to do the right thing for themselves. What I can do is be available for any opportunity to serve. What I can do is be available should anyone desire my input. God willing, I am equal to that. People don't behave the way we want them to and can put themselves in harm's way for silly reasons blown out of all proportion to the reality of whatever it is. People find it oh so difficult to be humble and submissive in those times and places where it is called for, and they allow pride and its attendants to rule the day, much to their discomfort and disadvantage. You pray that they will wake up. It is all you can do. Well, it seems I will be returning to Hawaii. At the moment, it seems I will be going to the Big Island. Maui has not opened a transitionary place for me to land as yet. Perhaps it will. I hope to find something fairly private where I can commune with the Almighty as I do now, and where I can be useful in whatever manner or course may appear before me. We shall see what we shall see. I believe I am solvent enough to start off there for at least a short while, and that should give me time to generate whatever I might have the opportunity for. I feel blessed in this regard that I know what I want, and also that it is a good thing. I am reminded of the phrase from the New Testament, "All things work for good for those who love the Lord." My friends, we have come to the end of yet another broadcast. And I will see you next week, or better yet, a Florenzi, if there is one. How are the reverse of that, actually? In the meantime, may the Lord shine His countenance upon you, and may you be filled with the spirit of industry to accomplish union with the divine, from whom all blessings flow to all creatures here below, such as might wish to avail themselves of the generosity of the Almighty God. That said, Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha, Allah Akbar, much love, Lady Nature. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesha. And carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and... Hare!
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. Coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth. He's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.